At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Covering the sports betting landscape from coast to coast, this is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
And welcome to Betting Across America, presented by BetMGM. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds for the next 6 hours. We've got you covered. And Wes, we've gone from the beginning, from week zero, and we are now to the conference championship weekend. It's an exciting weekend in college football. I do want to know right off the jump, what game piques your interest from a betting perspective?
From a betting perspective, I would probably say Houston-Cincinnati in the American game, and then a couple of these earlier games that won't have playoff implications. The MAC title game, I am on the over for that game, took that earlier in the week. From just a viewership perspective, obviously the SEC championship down in Atlanta, because that is going to essentially be the first domino to see how these college football playoff top four is going to fall, and we'll know about a little more than 24 hours from now who those top four teams are. So that's going to really determine if Georgia wins. They're obviously number one. If Alabama wins, they're in, and Georgia's probably still in. Then it gets dicey for the Cincinnati's and the Oklahoma States of the world.
Very quickly, last night when we saw what Utah did to Oregon in the Pac-12 title game, do you think that helped out or hurt teams, say, like Ohio State, trying to make their case? Because we don't know if we're going to get chaos today. And again, we're going to break down all these games. I'll give you all the numbers. Obviously, with Baylor, that would be the first big one that goes off. They're getting 7 right now against Okie State. Do you think that that changed anything for some of those dormant teams like an Ohio State, who, boy, they've got 2 losses, then they lose to Oregon, and Oregon loses twice to Utah? Does that domino effect play into it?
You know, it probably doesn't help matters for Ohio State, certainly. I mean, and they're going to need multiple teams to lose today. Look, if the chalk holds form, it's going to be Georgia, it's going to be Michigan, it's going to be Cincinnati, and then it's going to be, if Oklahoma State wins, it may be them in the number 4 spot as Alabama drops out. Possibility for Notre Dame, but you know, with Notre Dame, it's out of sight, out of mind here, so it's really going to depend. So Notre Dame could certainly use Baylor to go ahead and win this Big 12 title game here in Arlington that's about to kick off. And that would, I think, really help their cause. I don't think Baylor, as a 2-loss team, is going to jump Notre Dame.
I got to tell you, the only team, though, that I do see with real value for the long shots there is Baylor at 150-1 if they can get that upset against Oklahoma State. We're going to break down that game in totality here in just a minute. But, of course, it is football season. It's here. It's time to download BetMGM Sports. It's Nevada's premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all of your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much, much more. Download the BetMGM app today or stop by any MGM casino on the Strip. We're a state-issued ID to open up an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, Wes, let's talk a little bit more about these games. And first of all, just to give you the lineup that we have today for the next 6 hours, we do have a great show here. Paul Stone's going to join us at the bottom half of this hour. Bruce Marshall, Damon Benning, Tony Barnhart, Mo Egger, Kenny White, Jeff Stoneback, Scott Seidenberg, of course, and Ben Falk's going to join us over from Mandalay Bay starting in about 3 hours. So we've got you covered all afternoon long to break down all these games from every such angle. Let's talk about the early game here, kicking off between Baylor and Oklahoma State here. And again, Baylor right now getting 7 points here in this Big 12 title game. Oklahoma State, obviously the strong favorite here. Over-under right now, 45.5. Is there a lean that you like before we get to kickoff here?
Really, just the first half under. And the under has absolutely collapsed here. It was 50. Now it's going to close 45. By the way, it is freshman Blake Chapin who is going to get the start once again at quarterback for Baylor. He did start last week against Texas Tech. 20-34, 254, two touchdowns. Also had 7 carries for 24 yards. But it is nevertheless going to be at least a little bit of a drop-off from Jerry Bohannon, mm-hmm. who is going to be missing again. With that hamstring injury. So now you saw this go to 7. Still some juice on the dog side. I think it's 7 even money for Oklahoma State. So +7, -120 at BetMGM. 45.5 as the closer. Obviously, Oklahoma State, it's right there for the playoff for them. And if they can get Georgia hold serve and beat Alabama, or if they can get Cincinnati to lose, that would probably be even more helpful.
Sure.
Then the Oklahoma State Cowboys are going to be in that top 4. Baylor, I think, will be right on the periphery, but I think that they'll fall just short of that top 4. They'll be like 5th or 6th if they get the win here, unless they get multiple teams lose and we really get total chaos. I think that's what they're going to need. But nevertheless, Dave Aranda's done a heck of a job there to be 10-2 and to be in this spot. I think before the season, we all kind of thought Oklahoma and Iowa State that we're going to get a rematch in the Big 12 championship game. Neither are here, and it's going to be the Cowboys are going to go off as touchdown favorites.
It is amazing, too. And again, in the history of the college football playoff, we've never had a 2-loss team make it to the college football playoff. So Baylor would try to be bucking those odds. Again, long odds, 150-1 to still win the national championship here. Obviously, they have to figure out a pathway to get there. So it seems like a circuitous one. But you mentioned chaos. They would need a lot of chaos. Oklahoma State, on the other side here, with 1 loss, if they can go ahead and get this win after winning Bedlam, and then theoretically beating Baylor today and maybe doing it impressively if they cover that 7, then all of a sudden as a 1-loss conference champion, they can sit back for the rest of the day and say, our body of work is done. Mm-hmm. We played the extra game, unlike the Ohio States and the Notre Dames out there, that their season's long been done. They can make a case. They can make their case for the college football playoff, but they got to take care of business here. And you look at the season that Mike Gundy's had here, I mean, look, easily covering. How about that? Pre-flop over was 7.5 mm-hmm. for team total here. They've easily eclipsed that. And it's been one of the more impressive coaching jobs for a team that nobody really took seriously because they couldn't get the offense going early in the year.
Well, it's been the defense that has carried this team. I think we're so used to Oklahoma State being this juggernaut offensively that just scores points and are in these, right? You know, 45-42 type of games. But it's been the defense that has absolutely carried the day for these guys. The offense has been a little pedestrian, but look, number 3 in total defense in the country, number 6 in rushing defense, 12th in passing yards allowed, 5th in scoring defense, the best in the country on third down conversion percentage. So that's what's really carried the day for the guys from Stillwater.
And let's talk a little bit about some of our smart and heart plays here. We do this each and every week on Betting Across America. And we try to let you know that the heart plays, we think they might still be plays, but maybe tugging at the heartstrings a little bit. The smart ones are obviously using our noggin here to try to make some money. Wes, let's get right to your smart plays of the day. And one of them that I see is that you are expecting a rock fight between Iowa and Michigan.
Yeah, I lost a little value here. It did open 45, under 43.5. And I did play Iowa small earlier in the week. I'm not getting the best of the number. That has been the steam move of the morning mm-hmm. here because we're now seeing 12.5 and even 13s at a couple faraway places. It is going to be tough for Iowa to score
it
in
is.
This game. And we know that the offense is relatively pedestrian. We know the defense is very good. And we know that they're great in turning the ball over. Number 3 in turnover margin. 3rd also in total takeaways. Michigan defense is a top 15 defense in America, just like Iowa's is. So we know that Michigan is probably, you know, going to try to run the ball and do what they did to Ohio State last week. And why wouldn't you? But this does seem to be, you know, kind of one of those where maybe Michigan is never really challenged to lose the game, but they really can't maybe run away from this team because of the defense and because Iowa, if they can play ball control. So under 43.5 for me, but you can get a better number out there now.
I'm stunned when I look at the rest of your smart plays. And again, we're going with a lot of totals here, and you're going to take the over in the Kent State Northern Illinois game. 75. A lot of people can get scared away of that big number, but you're not.
Well, in full disclosure, I got a little bit better number earlier in the week, but still it's going to close at 75.5 here at BetMGM. Look, this was, I believe, 52-47 in the first meeting. And these are two of the worst defenses, really, in the entire conference. And Kent State, in terms of tempo, one of the faster-paced tempo teams in the country. They get off a lot of plays, very quick passing game, very quick strike offense. And it looks like Rocky Lombardi is going to go for Northern Illinois at quarterback. He did miss the last game. But, look, Kent State is 124 out of 130 in total defense, 474.6 yards a game. Northern Illinois, for their part, giving up 452 yards a game and 33.5 points. So fast track at Ford Field, not bad weather. I expect high scoring.
And already they've just kicked off there, and Northern Illinois is already into Kent State territory. So they're trying to get some early points there. And very quickly here, you've got a couple unders that you like. And I really want to touch on that first half under for Houston and Cincinnati. You expect these teams kind of a feeling out process in that first half?
Yeah, maybe some offensive jitters for Cincinnati. This game, by the way, is being played at Nippert Stadium. Mm. So, you know, home field advantage clearly for these guys. But you've got two defenses that are top 10 in America. And Cincinnati's defense has been out of this world, even losing Marcus Freeman, who took the D.C. job at Notre Dame, and is now the HC, the head coach up there in South Bend. So, you look at Cincinnati, number three passing yards allowed, number three in scoring defense, fourth and fourth down conversions on defense, eighth in total defense. Houston is also in the top 10. So I think Houston can get some stops early because Cincinnati's offense might have some jitters. And then Cincinnati gets some stops early, just kind of stay in the game while the offense kind of works out the kinks. And then I do think Cincinnati's going to pull away in this game.
Not a big surprise with some of my heart plays. I've been hearting Michigan all year. I'm going to stay with them as a money line play. Just, I know it's a big number you got to lay. Just you're not going to get a lot of juice there, but I just want Michigan to win to get into that college football playoff. That's the smarter play of the day. My heart play would be, all right, go ahead and cover the 11 against Iowa, but that is a big number, and I'm kind of with you. I think it's going to be low scoring, so there could be a backdoor cover scenario there for Iowa, but I do like Michigan to at least win this game and secure their spot in the college football playoff. I know a lot of people, we joked about it last week, it would be a very hardball thing to do to go ahead and lose this one after beating Ohio State a week ago, but I don't think that's going to be the case. So if you want to put them in some parlays as a money line play, I think that that's still a smart thing to do because I do think that Michigan, at the very least, will win this football game. They are underway in the Big 12 title game. Now, Baylor getting the ball first. They're about at midfield right now against Oklahoma State and still scoreless right now in the MAC championship as well. Don't go anywhere when we come back. Just getting it started on this conference championship Saturday. How about the Heisman Trophy? Could a defensive player actually win it? We'll discuss when you come back with us. It's Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money is hitting the road next week. Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard will be live from the Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you're in the area, come on down and meet the guys and be sure to tune in every day from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern. That will be a lot of fun with Pauly and Mitch hitting the road in Connecticut. Back here, Betting Across America, I am Dave Ross right now. Uh-oh, we got drama in the Big 12 title game. Look like Baylor might get points on their opening drive, but alas, a turnover. Oklahoma State picks up a fumble and turns away the Baylor Bears, so we are still scoreless there. And finally, we do have our first points of the day. They come from the MAC title game, and right now it is 3-0. Northern Illinois has taken the lead against Kent State right now, the live number there. Northern Illinois getting 3.5. That over-under, which Wes liked to the over, is now at 72.5. So, back here, Betting Across America, we'll keep a watchful eye on those games in progress for you in case you want to get into some live wagering opportunities. Wes, we do have to talk about the Heisman Trophy. And it's this, again, right here, Betting Across America, each and every week, we've been charting these numbers, and they have just bounced around like the stock market. I mean, it's been absolutely insane to see. This thing was over 2 weeks ago before Ohio State played Michigan because they had already started to put the C and the J on the Heisman Trophy, and then they had to take it off because Bryce Young was going to be a lock to win the Heisman Trophy, and he still now is the favorite at minus 185, but it doesn't feel like that this is a done deal. Is it done in your eyes? Some people are even saying Kenny Pickett today in the ACC title game, that potentially with a massive showing against a bad Wake Forest offense, maybe Kenny Pickett at 14-1 can get in there. What about Bryce Young? Because I know some people right here at VSiN, I won't mention names, Jacob Roach, our producer, who thinks he's going to have a rough day today. Mm-hmm. And if he has a rough day today against Georgia and that vaunted Bulldog defense, minus 185, is there value there for you?
Not really. Not at this point. And look, Bryce Young, he kind of had the Heisman moment last week in overtime against, or force overtime against Auburn in the Iron Bowl, but he didn't really have a Heisman game. Mm. It was a very pedestrian game. Look, that offense was getting dominated by the Auburn defense and just made the one play he had to make. And look, sometimes that matters. It's like, what do you do in the big moment? Doesn't necessarily matter as much what your numbers are, but when you come up big in the big time spot, and Bryce Young did last week. So minus 185, CJ Stroud obviously not playing at plus 450. We know his numbers are very good. And then you see Aiden Hutchinson at 12-1, and he was as low as about 7-1 as we were monitoring it last week because he's now kind of the featured player almost for the Michigan Wolverines because now you get all the draft nicks on TV and the Mel Kuypers and the McShays are like, hey, this guy's a top 5 to top 10 NFL draft pick here along with David Ajobo, who also is a first-round pick for Michigan, the other pass rusher. So now Aiden Hutchinson is getting put in this spot, it's kind of like, okay, is he the guy a little bit down the board to look at? But I believe the last finalist, I want to say it was 09. I might be off on the air, but I believe it was Ndamukong Suh from Nebraska.
That's right.
And look, good enough to get invited to the ceremony to the Heisman Trophy Club in New York, but not good enough necessarily to win the award. So the two quarterbacks obviously ahead. Kenny Pickett does get a primetime spot tonight to try to improve those numbers and at least improve his chances of being invited to New York. However, that ACC game is against the Big Ten game. The Big Ten game, a lot more people are going to be watching game because it's Michigan, who has not been in the Big Ten championship game, and they've got a chance to get into the college football playoff with a win and in situation. So probably that ACC game gets a little bit ignored in the national spotlight.
But it is fascinating to me when you look at Aiden Hutchinson here at 12-1, because this is a rocket, right? I mean, when you jumped over the names that we've seen all year, like Kenneth Walker III, Matt Corral, and Kenny Pickett, and he shoot up to 12-1, and we expect that to be a rock fight, as we've mentioned here, against Iowa today. So it should be a showcase game. If a defensive end can have a showcase game, mm-hmm. this potentially could be it in that Big Ten title game, okay? We always talk about kind of like whether or not there's dead money there, right? And it feels like when you got guys that don't play today, Matt Corral, Kenneth Walker III, C.J. Stroud, do you throw those names away, Wes, because they simply don't have any more opportunity? Would you take more of a flyer on the Will Andersons and the Jordan Davises and the Desmond Ridders even because they still have a game to play?
If you're going to, maybe a pizza money type flyer on those guys, but I think Corral is kind of dead on the board. I think Kenneth Walker's dead on the board. I even think Pickett, whose odds will probably shorten should he have a good game tonight in Charlotte against Wake Forest, but I still think those guys are dead on the board. I just think it is going to be very hard to make a convincing case, and then it's like, okay, when in doubt. Now, maybe some guys will be like, you know what? I'm going to take the guy off the board just to be different than the herd here in terms of how you're voting for these things, but I still think it's one of the two quarterbacks. I don't rule out Hutchinson necessarily in this spot, but you know, I don't think so with Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder at one point was like 20-1. He was 20-1 about every single week. He just hasn't put up the numbers. I think you still got to have numbers with the winning team. I don't just think it's, okay, he's the quarterback on the team in the playoffs, so we're going to go ahead and just give him the award.
In about an hour from right now, we're going to have Damon Benning on, of course, won a couple national championships at Nebraska. He is a Heisman voter, because I'm very curious. Not that they certainly have not cast their vote, but it's the deliberation process for me that after we get the final tallies, if you will, with the Aiden Hutchinsons today, with the Kenny Picketts today, with the Bryce Youngs today, not that their minds have already been made up, but how much would they really look at a guy like Aiden Hutchinson and say, you know, maybe we have to take a deeper dive into what we didn't really watch at the beginning of the year because mm-hmm. we never thought of him in that Heisman conversation, right? So I wonder if that's going to change because of what we've seen. Speaking of what we've seen, Oklahoma State, they are primed to get the first points of the day. They have a second and goal now inside about the Baylor 8-yard line here. So remember, Baylor had a good opportunity to get points first. They get turned away. And with that turnover, and that's one thing you cannot do against Oklahoma State, is give up point opportunities because you just don't score that often. Right now, as we showed you there, the live number here, Oklahoma State lane 9.5.
Yeah, and meanwhile, in the MAC title game, Kent State just had a title taken off the board with a penalty, or a touchdown, rather, taken off the board. So still 3-0, 6 minutes in. Third and goal for Oklahoma State. Now going to be fourth and goal, going to be kick time for the Cowboys.
Okay, and again, we expect that to be a low-scoring affair here, so this defense is holding up. Baylor's Benz does not break. Oklahoma State obviously getting that turnover to take away points for for Baylor, so we'll see if the Cowboys can get on the board first. And again, right now in that MAC title game, as you mentioned, Northern Illinois still getting 3.5. But those points you still expect to come flying here in the MAC title game.
Yeah,
right?
You would think so. Really, I was surprised Northern Illinois kicked a field goal on a third, or ran rather on 3rd and 12. It's like you're not going to win this game kicking field goals. And speaking of field goal, it is good in Jerry World. So now 3-0 Oklahoma State. By the way, this is Oklahoma State. This isn't Clemson you're watching.
If you're really confused
with the orange unis and the white bottoms there. So 3-0 Oklahoma State, -7.5, 43.5 at BetMGM.
Okay, very quickly, unless you and I are going to talk a lot in the next 5+ hours here for in-game wagering options today. Okay. And again, we'll figure out how this plays out here with that early field goal here for Oklahoma State. But is there a general rule of thumb? Because we know that there's a lot of people that are going to be new to in-game betting today that maybe strategy-wise they're not the most adept at. Do you have a strategy versus what your pre-flop number was versus what you've seen early in a game?
I think it really varies in terms of game to game, just on the basis of the game flow. Look, and a lot of times I'll use the second halves. You know, if you get a really high scoring first half, more than anticipated, then you can try to use the second half under. There are middle opportunities. So it really varies. It's not, I don't think, what I would call a rule of thumb or a particular strategy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I think you just got to really look at the game flow of a game and see where you land.
I got to say this, not just because he's my partner, but when we do the Green Zone here, shameless plug, watch us every Sunday right here for 7 hours of your NFL action here. You nail those in-game plays. You're very adept at that, kind of studying what you've seen so far and adjusting in the second half. So, again, if you're trying to make some money today, follow us all day long here at Betting Across America. We're trying to try to give you those best numbers as they are adjusted as the games continue.
Kent State sacked on third down here, so they'll have to punt. So there we go. But if you didn't like the number and you didn't want to chase, because this closed, I believe, 76. This was like 73 early in the week when I got it. Now, there you go if you want to do 67.5, because sometimes we see that. Okay, championship game, a little bit of a slow start, and then all it takes is one in these games, and we kind of saw that. Now, they scored right away in that Conference USA game. I think Western Kentucky scored in the first minute on UTSA,
right.
But sometimes all it takes is one to really get the momentum going, and then that was an absolute shootout last night.
Okay, so right now, again, still 3-0 in that Oklahoma State-Baylor game in the Big 12 title game, and right now that over-under has come down even more in-game here. 42.5 now, the adjusted total there, with Oklahoma State holding on to that 3-0 lead. 43.5 here at BetMGM. So again, not a big jump from the original number that we saw there. So pretty much if you're pre-flop, you're probably staying right where you were, right?
Yeah, I would think so, because currently 7.5, 43.5 now in the Big 12 game.
All right, not a big change there. Okay, when we come back, and I have Paul Stone join us next. And again, we've got championship games all afternoon long, including the big one in the SEC between number one Georgia and Alabama. So we're going to break all that down and all the conference title games. Come on back. Paul Stone is with us next right here, Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Bowl Betting Guide is almost here with everything you need to bet smarter on every bowl matchup. This year's guide provides matchup analysis on all 41 bowl games, including insights, trends, data, and predictions to help you with your best bets. This guide is designed to give you an edge wherever you are betting on every game, playing contests, or just want to find a key high-value prop. The guide drops December 13th. Make sure you get your copy today for only $19.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Back along, Wes Reynolds. I am Dave Ross. This is Betting Across America right here on VSiN. And Baylor, 3rd-and-1, trying to man up and punch the Cowboys in the face.
How'd that work out for him?
Not very well. Cowboys punched right back. Baylor had to punt and still 3-0 right now. Northern Illinois in the lead there in the MAC championship game. Right now, it is a pleasure to welcome in Paul Stone back to the program. Of course, college football handicapper. Follow him at Paul Stone Sports on Twitter. Paul, let's get right to it, my friend. And, you know, it's great. It's conference championship Saturday here. And I look up, and Wes and I have been talking about it for the last couple weeks, what we thought Nick Saban and Alabama would be in an underdog to Georgia, maybe 3, 3.5. 6.5 for Nick Saban against Georgia in the SEC title game. Did you ever think you'd live to see the day where Nick Saban would almost be getting a touchdown?
Yeah, well, I was trying to find my sheet. I made this line either 6 or 6.5, so it's pretty much where I thought it would be. But to answer your question, you know, I really didn't think I would live to see this day, and it's kind of it's just such a tricky spot. You know, I think a lot of, hate to use the term sharps and squares, but I think the square side is certainly to take Georgia because they've just been so invincible throughout the year, and Alabama's definitely showed some chinks in their armor, so to speak. So it is unusual. I think Alabama's been favored in 92 straight games.
Unbelievable.
So this is an unaccustomed role to see the tight end today.
Paul, when you look at Georgia, and when you look at just the results, I mean, we thought Clemson would probably be better than their record was this year. But if you look at the schedule, it's like they really haven't beaten anybody. They don't really have that marquee or that quote unquote resume win of note. But then when you watch them, it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. That's the best team in the country. Is that kind of your assessment with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the nail. I mean, it's fair to say that they've kind of, especially by SEC standards, you know, they've kind of dodged having a real difficult schedule. I think they, you know, they played Arkansas at home. I know they went to Auburn. They played Florida at home. Went to Tennessee a few weeks back. But they certainly, you know, you can only judge them against whom they've played. And they've just been so convincing. You know, no team has scored more than 17 points against them all year. It's just a, you know, just an incredible display of defense. And, you know, some people talk about their quarterback position being a little bit limited with Stetson Bennett and sometimes, JT Daniels, but, you know, he can run the ball a little bit. Bennett can. So, you know, they've been serviceable and it just looks like a great football team, but there's something a little bit scary about, Nick Saban getting 6.5 in a big game. And I'm sure he's, talked about it a little bit, maybe not specifically the point spread, but he's letting them know that they're being disrespected, and I expect, you know, the Tide to be on call today.
Paul, I'm right there with you. I get that same exact sense as well, that you know Nick Saban, without mentioning that number to his kids, is saying just that. What? We're an underdog? Right. They think somebody's better than us? This is Alabama.
And it's like, are we finally going to see, because we've talked to a lot of our college football experts, both in betting and also in media, mm-hmm. about – where we're going to see that Bryce Young running package. We're going to see that zone read at some point. Well, no time like the present here in the SEC championship game without a lot of film on it.
Cannot wait to see how that game plays out. Right now, the total sitting right around 49.5. Paul, to that degree, very quickly, to the total here, do you expect this to be a low-scoring affair between Georgia? When we talk Georgia, that's what you think of, right, with defense. But what do you make of this total here? Do you think we might get a little bit more points than people expect?
You know, I really don't. I mean, you know, championship week, first of all, is a tricky handicap. There's a limited slate of games, and, you know, I just think it's a tough road to hoe, but we'll enjoy the games nonetheless. But I did play the under 50.5 here. You know, again, none of Georgia's previous 12 opponents have scored more than 17 points all year against the Dogs. 8 of their 12 opponents have only scored in single digits. And you look at this Alabama offense, you know, Brian Robinson, their 1,000-yard rusher, pulled a muscle last week. I think he's questionable at best. And those of us who watched the game, you know, Trey Sanders, when he came in against Auburn, a big-time recruit, but he just didn't look that physical. I think that's going to be very difficult if he's the guy, and he's, I think, the only other scholarship running back available besides Brian Robinson on the roster right now. So they're really thin at running back. They obviously have to throw the ball. Jameson Williams, the Ohio State transfer, has been excellent. John Michi III. I think you're going to see Alabama taking a lot of shots vertically. They're going to go to those guys deep. They're going to try to get, you know, single coverage with either of those guys. And I think that's their best bet. I think they'll take a few more shots than normal. With that said, again, I did take the under 50.5. And even though I'm leery of Alabama in this position getting points, I took -4 at Circa on Georgia a few weeks ago, shortly after the number debuted at either 3 or 3.5. But I still recommend Georgia at -6.5. You know, I'm treading lightly on that game, but I do think Georgia is just the best team in college football, and I think they're going to exercise some of the demons of the past, much like Michigan did last week against Ohio State in Ann Arbor.
Down at Jerry World, by the way, Baylor is in the end zone. That got set up by a Spencer Sanders interception that gave Baylor 1st and 10 at the 11. They get a 1st down, 3rd and 1 there. Nice little bootleg action in a tight end. So Baylor is about to go up 7-3. We'll get the price momentarily at BetMGM. But, Paul, sticking with some of the teams that are obviously in prime position to make the college football playoff, we'll flip to tonight. Big Ten championship game, Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Michigan, and Iowa. Everybody kind of looks at this as, okay, this is the letdown spot for Michigan. Mm. They finally beat Ohio State. Jim Harbaugh finally gets a win over that team down south in Columbus. But now they're laying 12.5. This has been kind of the steam move of any side this morning. This was 11 pretty much all week, even some 10.5. And now saw as high as 13 flip in faraway places. What do you make of Iowa and Michigan? Total now 43.5, 44, depending on your store.
You know, that performance last week by Michigan, first of all, might have been the top single game performance by a college team all year, certainly close to it. I think Michigan, you know, again, this is kind of the public or the square view, but I think they brought what I like to call a great deal of collective team psyche to the game last week against Ohio State. They've been thinking about that game not only for this year, they've been thinking about it for years. I believe they had lost 8 straight, maybe 15 of the last 16. So college teams, they can't just reload. They can't just pick up where they left off, even if there's a college football playoff spot, you know, on the line. You know, obviously a victory is going to land them in that 4-team playoff. Some people, again, might see this as a positive, and it can be, but I believe more often than not, it's more of a burden. You know, added pressure can create tightness, hesitation, those types of things. And fewer giving Iowa a chance here. You know, Iowa has not succumbed to the, you know, the fast-paced passing game that, like what we saw last night to Western Kentucky and UTSA, and even some of the Power Five teams have adopted that style of play. But the Hawkeyes, they're going to play physical between the tackles, running game. They've got a big boy offensive line. They play solid defense. And something very important here, they typically win the turnover battle. I know the money's showing up on Michigan this morning, but I still like Iowa. I don't think they're going to win the game. I think Michigan wins by single digits and advances to the college football playoff. But Iowa's defeated 3 ranked teams this year, Indiana, Iowa State, and Penn State. They've defeated the last 6 ranked teams they've faced. I don't think they win tonight, but I think they keep it within single digits.
All right, Paul, very quickly, let's just say that Iowa pulled the upset, okay, and they go ahead and beat Michigan. So now you got 2 lost Michigan, and you had idle 2 lost Ohio State. If you were on the committee, who would you put in over whom? Not saying that either one would deserve to get in the college football playoff, but if there was a spot on the line, who should be ranked ahead of whom? Would it be 2 lost Michigan that beat Ohio State or 2 lost Ohio State that didn't play?
Oh, man, Dave, my head's spinning just thinking about that. Those would be difficult questions, and I'm glad I'm not on the committee because, man, that's a no-win situation. I always feel when the committee chair goes on ESPN to talk about what they've done and what they've decided for the week. But, you know, I'm a power rankings guy, and I know the committee views things differently. I know they're not setting point spreads and things like that, but mm-hmm. Even though Michigan beat Ohio State at home, you know, Ohio State clearly has a higher power ranking, so I would probably choose Ohio State. But, again, I'm glad I'm not in that room, one of those 13 people having to make some of these decisions, because if there's a result like that and another result a little bit off the chart, they could really have a big mess to uncover to try to come up with the 4.
Paul, got about 30 seconds left to go. A lot of sentiment out there that maybe this is finally when the shoe drops on Cincinnati here against Houston. Holgorsen's guys won 11 in a row. What do you make of that American title game?
Well, I think the last 3 years, I can't remember who said this, but Spencer Sanders has committed the most turnovers in college football the last 3 years. Who do you think's committed the second most?
That would be Desmond Ridder.
You can't get anything by Wes Reynolds. Cincinnati, you know, I've kind of been, you know, they obviously had a stretch there where they stumbled a little bit, but I think Cincinnati's going to get the job done. I think they're going to win by 13, 14 points today over the University of Houston and get into the playoff.
All right. Hey, Paul, really appreciate the conversation. Really enjoyed it. Again, follow him on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. When we come back, we'll talk about Utah State against San Diego State. Come on back. It's Betting Across America right here in VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Betting Across America on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Discover what winning feels like at BetMGM. Register for the King of Sportsbooks using the code VSiN200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any college football game and any team simply scores a touchdown. BetMGM is always ready to help you for your gridiron glory. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much, much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Use the bonus code VSiN200 to win $200 in free bets when you bet $10 on any college football game and any team scores a TD. It's time to turn a big play into even bigger paydays. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi and or Nevada. Dave Ross alongside Wes Reynolds. This is Betting Across America here on VSiN. And right now, we got drama in the Big 12 title game. We just had Paul Stone on, and he asked you a trivia question. You knew the answer to it. Who's got the second most turnovers here in Division One? It's been Desmond Ridder, but the most has been Spencer Sanders, and he struck again.
Yeah, and he's already got two interceptions, and that's not good if you have an under, and especially a first half under when you get two turnovers in your own territory. So now Baylor going to be second and 13 from the 25. Cowboys defense has to come up big and hold them to three if you were on that under. They do not on that play. We've got a first and goal for Baylor, I believe, down to the 3-yard line. So really, look, put that good defense of Oklahoma State that we talked about is absolutely legit, but you're putting these guys in jail with no chance for parole here early on.
And very quickly, you got to hop on it now. This is why live wagering is so you got to really be on the spot. Baylor was just flipped to the favorite here at minus a point and a half. That's going to go away if they can punch this in with a first and goal. Would you hammer that right now for the Bears?
I don't know if I would just yet, but I'm looking at the numbers for this backup, this freshman, Blake Chapin, out of Shreveport, Louisiana, 7-7, 80 yards and a touchdown. We are now at the end of the first quarter. Baylor absolutely on the doorstep, about to score. Baylor minus 2.5, 51.5 at BetMGM as we speak.
And this is where it feels like you get a second to breathe, exhale, and reset for the live in-game wagers. So now you see the adjusted total here at BetMGM. So now it's 2.5, the Baylor Bears. Remember, they're knocking on the door for more points. They're already up 7-3. The over-under, you see the total now, that slid all the way up to 52.5, right? So if you're a backer of the under, even though it looks like points are coming here for Baylor, how do you kind of gauge this, Wes, here? Is there anything either taking Oklahoma State, maybe on the money line now, plus 100, or taking the 2.5 points on Oklahoma State if you still think like they're going to get back in this ball game?
Well, it's going to be first and goal from the 4 when we resume play here. So it's kind of like right now it looks like it's kind of taxed a little bit, leaning more towards maybe not all the way that Baylor's probably going to get a touchdown here. So you're seeing 51.5. So I'd want to wait to see if there's a little bit of an extra tax once they score that touchdown, see if I could maybe get 53.5 or 54 or somewhere along that line, and then that'd be my target for an under.
So there it is, people. That's the in-game strategy here for Wes, is that you see it at 52.5. If Baylor does then go ahead and score when they come back from commercial break, remember, right now, this is the longest period of time you're going to have for in-game wagers to actually contemplate this stuff because it changes by the play. So this is your best bet here to kind of reset and strategize here. So you're thinking, if you still like the under, wait and see how this plays out in this Baylor possession. If they score the touchdown, we have to assume that total goes from 51.5 right now at BetMGM.
I think you might get that little task because sometimes when it's on the borderline here, you will see them kind of, I guess, split the baby, if you will, where it's like, you know, with the 3-point, with the field goal, it's not really...
It's not going to move that much.
No, not very negligible movement that we see, and we see that all the time on NFL Sundays. But with college, I think they're kind of splitting the difference here right now to say, okay, there might be a touchdown. So this could perhaps, if you do get the touchdown and Baylor goes up 14-3, this could get maybe 53.5, 54, and that's what I'd be looking for.
And again, this is what's so different about wagering at the half, right? When we get to halftime here at the Big 12 title game, when we get those numbers come out, we'll give them to you obviously right when they come out here in Betting Across America, you have a lot of time to really gather your thoughts and think about it. But here, in-game, before you get to halftime, you've got to make these decisions quick on the fly. So again, that's the temptation, right, is that they're trying to figure out a way. If you want to try to strategize here, you're assuming a touchdown comes. If it doesn't come, boy, watch where that total will go. If Baylor's defense, Oklahoma State's defense holds here, and to your point, holds them to a field goal, that total that you see at 51.5 might stay right where it is. So again, you're trying to be predictive and try to figure out where the market is going to go.
You hit the right adjective there. Be predictive. Don't be reactive. Because sometimes when you get like two scores right away, it's like, oh my God, this is going to be a pinball machine here over, 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 and then it slows down. So, yeah, you want to be anticipatory and not reactionary here. And let me go ahead and update the other game that's currently going on. Just now into the second quarter at Ford Field. Still 10-0 Northern Illinois. Now it's cross midfield. NIU minus 5.5. 66.5 on the total. So, obviously, that's a, you know, eight and a half points less than it closed in terms of the pre-flop because it was all one-way traffic on the over, including some of my money. A little bit of a slow start here, but, you know, all it takes is one team to get it going. Kent had that turnover where he had a man deep and just kind of overthrew him. So there are shots down the field here for Kent. Northern Illinois, it's a little bit more workmanlike, but Kent is a defense that we know is going to give up big plays. By the way, in terms of this game, Kent State was picked to win the East Division, so they were expected to be here. Northern Illinois was absolutely not. They were picked to finish dead last in the West Division, lost that last game to Western Michigan because Rocky Lombardi missed with an injury, and I think he probably could have won. Maybe they were discretion was being the better part of valor, and they sat him out. But Kent State got all the money, too, went up from 2-4. But so far, the Northern Illinois Huskies from DeKalb getting it done.
I want to get your thoughts on that. We saw Drew Estrada just got a 4-yard touchdown pass here for the Baylor Bears. That touchdown's going to hold. Mm-hmm. And right now, I don't want to say it's a shocker because I don't think it's a big shock when Baylor was a 7-point pre-flop underdog, right? I think we thought this would be a good tussle between these two defenses. But right now, the turnovers by Spencer Sanders are the difference so far. That drive took less than 2 minutes. So they're into the second quarter, and Baylor now has gotten that touchdown. And right now, waiting on the PAT, it's 13-3. That PAT is good. 14-3 Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
So we just talked about being anticipatory here, and that's kind of what we assumed might happen. Now, and it's off the board right now, we'll see where that total goes to. And Baylor obviously is an outright favorite. 52.5 is what we're hearing now. So 17 points, one play into the second quarter. Again, if you're an underbacker, would you advise that maybe this is the time that you hop in? And again, juice to the over now at minus 120.
Yeah, I was hoping to get a little bit more here, 52.5. So just a 1-point adjustment, I was looking to see 54 or somewhere in that range. By the way, this quarterback, 8 of 8 right now for 84 yards, shaping the backup. So look, you look at Spencer Sanders right now in the two games against Baylor this season, he's got 5 picks and 34 pass attempts. That is not good. These two teams did meet earlier in the season. Oklahoma State won by 10 in Stillwater, 24-14. But, yeah, if I was looking at this, I got to think Oklahoma State has to try to establish that running game, you know, to just, you know, get the ball out of Sanders' hands, get him a little rhythm, or maybe, you know, some really short throws in the flat, little 5-yard routes here, just to get him in a rhythm and get some confidence where it's like, okay, I didn't turn the darn ball over here. So Baylor -3.5, -105, 52.5 on the total.
And I showed you this last night on Twitter. My buddy Carl Paulson over at SiriusXM Radio does a great job there covering the PGA Tour. He's big into college football, and he likes a lot of the dogs today. And I said, you know, Wes Reynolds will give you some advice, you know, a little pizza money. I took a pizza money money line three-way parlay where I took Baylor, Alabama, and what was my third play today? And Houston, thank you very much, Jacob. I'm getting old. And I took that little pizza money parlay. Hey, you know, you don't expect to hit it and get all those three outright winners, but so far the pizza money parlay with Baylor, it's looking pretty good right now, 14-3 early in the second quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, this Baylor defense, we talk about this Oklahoma State defense. This Baylor defense pretty darn good in its own right.
Exactly.
Dave Aranda, just in his second year, has gotten this club at number 9 in the country and at 10-2. So this defense is legit. So I really don't anticipate that we are going to get a shootout type of thing here.
No, and again, we mentioned Northern Illinois right now. When we look at the adjusted numbers there, it's rather staggering. To your point, the over-under has come down here to about 67.5, depending on the book. And Northern Illinois, with that 10-point lead here, they're currently in a timeout. Now, they're weighing 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're anticipating points here for Northern Illinois to make this league bigger. Would you? Is there a buyback spot here
at
Kent State?
There's probably a little tax here anyway, because we do have a timeout. They're at 2nd-and-2 from the Kent 3-yard line.
Mm.
So you gotta think that they're going to get points here. So that's probably already accounted for in the lines. -7.5 for NIU, even money.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on all these games going on, conference title games across college football. But when we come back here, Bruce Marshall is going to join us, editor of the Gold Sheet. And we'll talk about all these games here on Championship Saturday. Woo! Hour number one in the books. Take a deep breath. Enjoy. Come on back. We got you covered for the next 5 right here. Betting Across America on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.